The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As they were coming down from the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He said in reply, "Elijah will indeed come and restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come." And they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also will the Son of Man suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them of John the Baptist. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Old Testament, what is prophesied about the prophet Elijah? In the book of Malachi, the prophet Malachi, he says this, before the coming of the Savior, before the coming of the Christ, Elijah will return to bring the hearts of children back to their fathers and fathers to their children. So the prophet Elijah, in preparation for the coming of the Messiah, will assist those Jews who have gone astray to come back and be reunited with their fathers, those who have remained faithful. Why do the disciples ask about Elijah in this moment? They say, the first line of today's gospel says, they've just come down from the mountain. What mountain? Mount Tabor. They just witnessed Peter, James, and John, the transfiguration. And who was there on Mount Tabor? The prophet Elijah. And so they think, oh my gosh, the prophecy has been fulfilled. Elijah has come, and we've just seen the Messiah in his glory. And so they say, you know, Lord, why do they say the prophet Elijah must come? We just saw it. And he says two things. Elijah will come in the future. And he has already come. The prophecy is actually going to be fulfilled in two ways, and one of those has already taken place. What was John the Baptist doing? Preaching repentance, calling children back to the fathers. Those Jews who had gone astray, you must come back, the Messiah is coming. But what also did the Jewish people believe, and what do we believe, and many fathers of the church, will happen at the end of time? St. Paul says the Jews will go through an amazing conversion. Many of them will come back and recognize our Lord Jesus Christ as the true Messiah. And how will that happen? To my surprise, many fathers of the church believe that Elijah, the prophet Elijah, physically, in bodily form, he himself will return to call Jews to recognize our Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah. It's very fitting that we read about John the Baptist as we celebrate St. John of the Cross. In every age, it seems, there's maybe a few people in the world who continue this spirit of John the Baptist and Elijah, and John of the Cross was one of those. Many of his fellow Carmelites had gone astray, and he was calling them back to the spirit of their fathers. When Teresa of Avila, when she was looking for a male companion in the Carmelite order to assist her in the reform, she did not approach Father John first. She was not too impressed with him. She went and asked another priest if he would help her. And the priest thought what she was trying to do was sheer madness. And he said, you know, Teresa, you're crazy. He said, I only know one who might be as crazy as you are, and that's Father John. Ask him. His brother, who was also a priest, one time said of him, "It was impossible to spend time with my brother and remain unaffected. None who had dealings with him were unscathed by the fire in his soul." John of the Cross was the one who said, in the evening of our lives, We will be judged on love alone. And I want to share with you just a few quotes from St. John of the Cross. He says, "To be taken with love for a soul, God does not look on its greatness, but on the greatness of its humility." He says, "Love consists not in feeling great things, but in having great detachment and in suffering for the beloved." And just one more. "The soul that desires God to surrender himself entirely to it must surrender itself entirely to him without keeping anything for itself."